Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of local happenings, events, and just general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey, broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the Three-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 to 10 on Kicks Country 101.5 FM, and this show will be replayed this evening. I'm going to have to double-check. It's normally at 6 p.m. If there are ball games, it'll be at 5 o'clock, so I'll double-check and let you know. It will be at 6 o'clock today, actually, and you may also have an opportunity to tell family and friends in surrounding counties and states even to listen in through the Delhalla Horizon website at www.delhallahorizon.com. You can click on the link on the webpage to catch this week's show and even review previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kicks Country. We have a good show for you during the next hour, so get that extra cup of coffee and sit back, call your neighbors, and get ready to hear about the local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we're going to hear from Tracy Hackett with the UT Agricultural Extension Office, also from Richard Accurso, who's the commander with the American Legion Post 18 in Clay County, and from Howard Hilton, who's the adjutant with the American Legion Post 18 in Clay County, and from Lois Turner, our Clay County Corner producer. Today's subjects are going to include information about the Post 18, Friends of Del Hollow, aquariums in the schools, the senior discount cards, and upcoming activities with the County Extension Office. Now let's take a break for our sponsors, and then we will return with Tracy Hackett and the UT Agriculture Extension Office.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
At times, the path to recovery from a mental and substance use disorder may be unclear. At times, the path may be rocky. At times, the path may be wandering. But laying a strong foundation with the support of others makes all the difference. For information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner on 101.5. We're back this time, this morning, with Tracy Hackett. Tracy's with the UT Agricultural Extension Office, and Tracy's going to be, she's been doing an awful lot. She's a real hard woman to run down. I've had a hard time getting in touch with her. We've been trying, I think, hitting and missing a lot to get Tracy back on the show.
It's busy, and busy is good because busy's not boring. I've been in the schools this week with some 4-H, getting to meet with the kids, and that's been great. Doing a lot of stuff with the Diabetes Coalition, presenting some healthy lifestyle information for the parent-teacher conferences this week. Later today, I'm going to be at the Head Start for their open house, mm-hmm. doing some healthy lifestyle presentations there. So it's a busy time of year. That's great. It's a good time of year.
It is. And, you know, it's good that your focus, too, is on healthy living and healthy eating, healthy lifestyle. That's wonderful. And hitting that Head Start group, too, starting early is
right.
pretty good.
Starting early is the best way, because when you learn it early, it's just sort of ingrained. But
right.
it's never too late. It's to make a few changes to make yourself a little bit healthier. So
absolutely,
sometimes you don't have to do a lot to make yourself a little bit healthier. So,
well, Tracy, I've noticed you actually gave me something when you first got here this morning that you've got. This looks very interesting. A series of workshops, a series of events. It's a workshop, I guess.
Yes.
Called Healthy Habits for the Holidays. Can you tell us about that and? Let's get some encouragement out there for some folks to attend.
Sure, sure, I'd be happy to. I'm really excited about this program. It's actually, I used the Tennessee Shapes Up curriculum that we have through Extension, but I targeted it for the holidays mm-hmm. because the holidays are a time that tend to, whether we're healthy or especially if we have a chronic condition where we have to watch our dietary intake of mm-hmm. certain foods and certain nutrients and things. The holidays are a time that tends to trip us all up.
Yeah.
So that's why I targeted for the holidays. It's going to kick off next Thursday, October 24th. It's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay.
for the next 5 Thursdays, which means that it will end the Thursday before Thanksgiving. So that'll get us all in the habit of making some healthy changes before the holidays
right.
hit us. And it's a free workshop.
Wonderful. That's going to be enticing to a lot of people out there, I'm sure.
It will. I hope it will be. I mean, it should provide some good information and some good handouts and some good recipes, hopefully. We'll have healthy snacks available. And I'm team teaching this with Christy Collins, the health educator at the health department here. She and I'll be doing some of the team leading of the workshop. Topics that we'll be discussing will be evaluating your eating habits and how to make them a little healthier, learning a healthy approach for food and physical activity, planning healthy menus, learning healthy strategies for shopping and eating out, and how to maintain those as lifelong healthy habits.
Good. Well, you mentioned that it is free. Who is actually sponsoring this event? Is it being co-sponsored or...
Right. It's sort of co-led and co-sponsored by UT Extension and Christy from the Health Department.
Okay.
So we're kind of in on that together. The curriculum comes from the Tennessee Shapes Up, which is a UT curriculum.
Okay.
But we've tweaked it so that it's specifically for meeting those holiday strategies.
Yeah, and you know, you've got, right off the bat, you've got a big challenge to start with. There's, what, coming up in 2 weeks?
Halloween, that's the first hurdle we have to get over, because that, you know, that the kids' candy dish
mm-hmm.
is a big temptation right there, and that's like the first hurdle. I like to call it, you know, you call it the holiday season, but I call it the season of incessant dietary temptation right after Halloween. You've got Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then those New Year's Eve parties even still. So there's several hurdles we have to get over. And for the holidays, it's easier for some of us than it is for others. And I actually read an article in the Boston Globe last year that mm-hmm. says that our average holiday weight gain is usually only a pound or two. But if we, you know, gain a pound or two year after year after year, 5 or 10 years, that could be overweight and even
mm-hmm.
obesity.
Mm-hmm.
So even a little bit adds up over time. So even if it is just a pound or two, it's easier to deal with that pound or two than it is to deal with 20 down the road.
Right. And you know, that surprises me. I've always thought it's a typical, the season is a typical time to gain 3, 4, 5 pounds.
Right.
But, and that surprises me. So that does make it more achievable.
It is.
To try to avoid getting that extra 1 pound or to lose it
mm-hmm.
even.
Yeah, a lot of people overestimate, actually, mm-hmm. how much weight they gain over the holidays. So that's a positive thing right there. So take the positives that you can, and you can work with them.
Absolutely.
You don't have to – that's the thing about being healthy. You know, people want to make – the big changes all at once, and it's a lot easier to adopt a healthy lifestyle when you make the small changes incrementally, and they're a lot easier to sustain too.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, it's really not too hard to plan a healthy menu or to plan a healthy dish, and I know that just from experience, family reunions and those kind of things,
right,
you always want to bring that dish that everybody wants the recipe for. Everybody says, oh,
right,
that's so good. So here you have the ability to learn some
healthy dishes, how to lighten up some dishes to make them healthier. And now everybody knows you're not going to eat something that doesn't taste good.
Right.
So there's no point in making something lighter or making something healthy if you don't think it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is to, you know, you can still have some of the foods that you enjoy, but there are ways to make mm-hmm. them lighter and make them a little healthier for you and incorporate more fruits and vegetables and healthier foods into that. A lot of it is just looking at sizes. Sugary cereal is a big one that a lot of people don't read the box on that. And you eat a serving bowl full of cereal when an actual serving is about 3/4 cup or a half cup even for some of them. So that's one of those foods that we tend to overeat a lot of without thinking about. So just little things like that, just learning little tricks like that goes a long way.
When I worked at Vanderbilt, I would always have a bowl of something. And one of the guys I worked with said, "Oh, Miss Bailey, you've got your bucket of soup," and I thought, "Well, it's a bowl."
I thought it was a bowl,
right.
Or like the tubs of soda that we buy
at
stores and things. Yeah, but just watching our portion sizes can go a long way without even changing anything specifically mm-hmm. about how we eat. That's the first step that we can take.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as people that are going to be attending the workshop, is it restricted to age or gender?
Are the men welcome
to come?
Men, women of all ages are welcome to come. It's really just a general nutrition and physical activity type of workshop, how to start small and just go from where you are. So whether you're healthy and just want to maintain your
mm-hmm.
health, whether you maybe want to lose a few pounds or get the jump on that holiday weight gain, or even if you have a chronic condition
mm-hmm.
that you have a dietary restriction that the holidays tend to trip you up on, it's for anybody because it's just general nutrition
mm-hmm.
is what we're focusing on, and just how to make whatever nutrition level we're at just a little bit better, and our physical activity level, and get just a little bit more in. We don't have to make, like I said, big changes. So it's for anybody that wants to come, they can just start where they are and work to something that make some small improvements.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is if you do let that let the weight creep up and the holiday weight gain, or you have a chronic condition, the obesity tends to increase risk factors for those chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and even some types of cancers. So preventing those things is worth a lot more than having to treat them once you get them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have them, this is the kind of workshop that can benefit you too, because it can make you a little bit healthier too, even if you've already got a condition like that.
Absolutely. And I do know that with just about anything that you go to, getting small subtle tips, you know, those things stick in your mind.
It sure does. And you know what works for one person might not work for another.
Absolutely.
But sometimes just hearing one other person say, "This works for me," can go a long way. It may be something someone else has never thought of, so it may give them an idea.
Absolutely. Well, Tracy, we need to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll come back and talk some more about healthy habits for the holidays.
Thanks, Susan.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina, or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator Made trailers. GatorMade is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. GatorMade trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for GatorMade trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I'm sitting here with Tracy Hackett with the UT Agricultural Extension Office, and we've been talking about, Tracy's been enlightening us, excuse me, on a Healthy Habits for the Holidays event session workshop that she's got coming up, and the goal is healthy planning for the holidays, and that, you know, in order to help people with chronic conditions or people who are healthy, mm-hmm. to just continue to be healthy and maintain their health and their weight, and then helping us to overcome the holiday temptation to feast on too much rich or calorie dense and nutrient deficient foods. You know, they can look good, and some can look really healthy, but not be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to figure those things out. So I'm sure that's part of the focus of this workshop too.
It is.
Tracy, when and how? Let's see, the next Thursday actually is when it starts.
Is
so
when
how
it kicks
can you
off.
Register?
Okay. You can just register by calling my office at 243-2311. You are welcome to pre-register in advance, and we do prefer pre-registration, but we won't turn anyone away at the door either, so we just like to get a number in advance if we can. And I think I did mention the kickoff date, but we're actually going to hold this workshop in the new addition kitchen area of the women's building at the Clay County Fairgrounds. The kitchen isn't completely done yet, but there's enough room in there that we can hold our workshop in there and sort of make a little room for people to move around a little bit in there. So,
well, that's a big area, so I'm sure, and we've got plenty of seating and tables and everything.
Right,
so
plenty of seating and plenty of tables.
Hopefully
room for people to spread out and get comfortable and take in the information that we have to provide. So
yeah. It'd be nice to have such a big crowd that you actually have to move the discussions out into the main area.
That'd be nice.
That would be
that.
Wonderful. It would. It sure would. Will there be any, is there anything that they need to bring with them? I would think maybe notepaper and pen or something just to take notes with, and it never hurts to take
it. It never hurts to have that sort
down.
Of thing, but we'll have handouts to give out to people, and we'll probably provide some pens and things for people. We try to have a few giveaway items, door prizes and that sort of thing, and healthy snacks for people. So they can bring their paper and pens and get ready for some good information, but we'll have the handouts to give them too. So.
Okay, wonderful. Good for that. Well, anything else that we need to mention specifically? We've got our date, time, location, and the length of the course. I think we've pretty well covered just about everything that we need to.
Just reiterate that it's free.
Encourage
so come
people
and try
to come.
It out.
Yeah, that's what you can't beat free.
Can't beat free.
And to learn something that could possibly save your life.
Yes.
And by having a healthier lifestyle. Tracy, what have you? I know you're very involved with the school too. Very involved.
Sure.
What have you got going on out there right now?
Well, I've been involved with the Diabetes Coalition right now, working on a 3-star project to help bring some healthier lifestyles into the elementary school kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things that we've been doing that's been keeping us busy this week, the Hermitage Springs School had its parent-teacher conference and sort of an open house this week. And today we've got an open house at the Head Start.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have an open house and parent-teacher conference at the K-8 that we'll be at, meeting with parents and talking to some kids there and trying to influence some healthy lifestyle physical activity. And for the Diabetes Coalition, that's sort of a preventative measure to help keep them from getting diabetes and some of those chronic conditions that come with extended overweight and obesity.
And there has been, unfortunately, there's been a huge rise in childhood obesity and childhood diabetes and high blood pressure.
Yes.
You know, some things that you've never, ever used to hear about are unfortunately becoming fairly common.
Yes, the unfortunate thing is the younger we tend to get obese or overweight, then the younger we tend to get those chronic conditions that are risk factors with obesity and overweight. So we are seeing younger kids having, you know, it used to be if a child had diabetes, it was the type 1 diabetes that you tend to be born with, that that is a genetic sort of disease. But we are seeing younger and younger kids getting the type 2 diabetes that is more of an environmental factor that, that can be prevented. So.
And parents, the parent-teacher conferences are wonderful opportunities just to see how your child is doing in school, but
Look at their overall health, too. Yeah.
And Tracy, you're going to be there. And
we will be.
With parent-teacher night. Are you going to have a special area set up that they can just drop by? I know you wouldn't be able to be in each classroom.
Right.
There's only one of you.
Right. We can't be. And some of the Diabetes Coalition members are there, too. So I've been sort of, we are have been working together, and we've just put been putting together one large sort of presentation. We have a presentation board with some information on it and some handouts. We've each had door prizes that we've been giving away. The Diabetes Coalition had a drawing for some healthy lifestyle type of promotional items. And what I've done, I have an iPad that has a nutrition game on it, and I've been playing the nutrition game with the kids, and it calculates, and the parents can play it too, because what I've been giving away has been some healthy kitchen items to take home with them to use in the kitchen for cooking, and the kids or the parents, either one can play the game. It calculates their score at the end of the game automatically. It's on the iPad, and the person who scores the highest gets to take home the kitchen items at the end of the night.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah, the kids have loved it.
Absolutely. They love those video interactive.
They do. And they're
anyway.
Learning some healthy nutrition at the same time because they're playing the game and they're finding out some things to make them a little bit healthier.
Well, playing that with too with their parents sitting there, that just I guess reiterates to the parents maybe that, maybe I'm not covering this as well as I should be.
It is.
With their children.
And there was one incident at Hermitage Springs earlier this week. We had a parent and a child who sat down, and of course the child wanted to play the game, and the child played the game and got a good score on it, and the parent said, okay, move over, let me see how I can do on this. And that's exactly what we love to see happening, the parent getting involved and getting excited and, you know, seeing the child being excited about it and getting excited too. So that's exactly what we want.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, when is I don't think it's been in the paper yet, the PTO, the parent-teacher meeting for the K-8.
For
I can't K-8, remember when
I believe that's
up.
Tonight.
Oh, tonight.
We're doing it tonight from 3 to 6 tonight.
I haven't.
Is when we're scheduled to be at the K-8. I don't know if it's parent-teacher conference. That's what it was for the Hermitage Springs.
Right.
Or if it's an open house or parent-teacher conference tonight. But I know there's an event at the K-8 that we're doing tonight.
All righty. Well, is there anything else that we need to, I don't want to miss anything that's coming up in the next little bit. Is there anything else that we've failed to mention that we need to cover?
Not that I can think of. I think that's pretty much what's been on my plate.
All right. Well, it's a pretty big plate. You keep it pretty full.
It's pretty full, but I try to keep it pretty healthy.
Yeah. Good deal. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with us. And, again, I want to encourage everybody, as many people as possible, if you have just the least question about diet and health, then this is absolutely the workshop for you.
Right. It's a good basic workshop to just to start from.
Yeah. And if, you know, maybe if both spouses could come or one or an aunt or uncle or somebody in the family and then share that information with the other family members
and
with your
the children.
Then it's a pretty good time, 1 to 3 in the afternoon. It's not a bad time, and then you're still free to go and pick your child up.
Right.
You
get out right in
time
to pick your kids up.
Right.
And one of the main points that I like to stress any time I do a healthy habits or a diabetes or chronic conditions, any kind of workshops like those, that healthy eating has to taste good too.
Yes.
So, you know, if you don't like Brussels sprouts and you know you need to eat more vegetables, Brussels sprouts isn't the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know you need to eat more vegetables and love broccoli, then that's probably where you're going to find your success and your long-term success. So
yes,
it's learning those tips and tricks that will result in that lifelong maintenance of those
Absolutely.
Healthy behaviors. And you don't have to just start from scratch and think you've got to change everything all
right.
at once, but just little tricks can make a big difference.
Yeah,
so,
and little tricks can include something as simple as changing your spices. You don't have to use salt on everything.
That's
there are
right.
so many delicious spices out there that are that really enhance the food flavor and make it taste wonderful.
Right. And a big tip that I like to tell people is, you know, you like spaghetti and you like spaghetti sauce,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to, you know, use the lean ground beef. You don't have to eat it without the ground beef. But when you're cooking that spaghetti sauce, cut up some squash and some carrots
yeah.
and some onions.
Lots of peppers. And
yeah,
onions.
And mm-hmm. eggplant. Eggplant
mm-hmm.
is a good vegetable for tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So that spaghetti sauce, you can put lots of vegetables in it, and there you've got a serving of two vegetables right there just in your spaghetti sauce.
Well, there you go. I snuck out an early tip from Tracy.
So that's
we had
a little
sampling.
Mini workshop. That's right. So
yeah,
that's a sample of what you'll get if you come to Healthy Habits.
There you go. Tracy, thank you so much.
Thanks
and,
for having me, Susan.
We're going to have to get in touch better, I think, and
yeah.
get you back on here.
Yeah,
really
I do. I always enjoy being
always
on
something
here.
Going on, and we need to know it.
Yeah, and I love when I can be on here. I
yeah,
love coming
yeah.
on here,
so
and I love
fun.
Getting to talk to you. So, yeah, anytime I can.
Well, thank you so much. And with that, we're going to take another break with our sponsors, and then we'll be back with Richard Accurso and Howard Hilton with a variety of topics.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I'm here now with Mr. Howard Hilton, who's the adjutant, and Richard Accurso, who's the commander of the American Legion Post 18. Howard and Richard are two gentlemen who've become Clay County citizens with their beautiful wives, and they've become also some dedicated members of our volunteer community as well. I join many others in sharing an appreciation and an admiration for those who have served in any capacity. And to join the military is an honor as well as a sacrifice of time away from family and friends. It's a time out of their life as they know it. It's a time actually to be controlled at some point and directed and guided, made stronger and wiser. And then you serve, you come home, and you live another lifetime with family members and friends, and sometimes military serves again. This time as a volunteer, in a volunteer capacity, like with the local VFW post or the American Legion post, some other capacity. Gentlemen, welcome, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Susan. We appreciate being here.
Well, I really enjoy having you guys here, and I know that you are involved in the American Legion Post 18 quite dutifully and busily, and you've also got a lot of other areas that you're involved in, and I would love to get into the American Legion and then cover a lot of those other things that y'all are doing, too, for our community. First of all, though, Clay County does have the American Legion Post 18. Tell us a little about when it was founded. How has this post survived over the years?
Well, we were founded in 1930. November in 1930, we got our first charter. And most of the people that were part of the post were actually World War I veterans. And they had come back into the county. And by 1919, it was a year after the end of the war, the end of the hostilities. And at that time, the American Legion was formed in Paris, France, to try to do something for the veterans. We had a lot of veterans that were coming home that were disabled. And there was nothing that they could do as far as an occupation. American Legion jumped in. They saw a need, and they formed a national organization that they actually could look into the situation. As a matter of fact, the American Legion is founded on four pillars. The first pillar being a strong national defense. The second would be mentoring our nation's youth. Looking out after our veterans is the third, and then promoting patriotism and honor.
That's just so honorable, just those thoughts and those ideas that they're supported through the American Legion.
One of the other things I'd like to mention at this time is we are non-political. As a matter of fact, we have no political affiliation, and we are, you might say, political neutral. We have to be that way. We are not part of a PAC or anything that's connected to any particular political entity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way that we can operate, and that's the main thing, is service to our country
mm-hmm.
and our community. That's what we're all about.
Okay. Are, do you have any, I know that y'all meet once a month, do you have any special programs or anything that's going on that's sponsored specifically by the American Legion?
Well, we have a number of things going on right now. We're involved with the youth. We definitely have been working with the K-8 group over there. There's a Cub Pack that is Pack 359. The Cub leader is Alicia Daly,
mm-hmm.
and she's been a real good person to work with. She's done a lot for the young fellas, and we've had a flag retirement ceremony where we have given them another flag to put onto their pole there at the school,
uh-huh.
and it's a daily ritual of raising the flag. There's one individual boy that does that, and he's quite responsible.
Wonderful. That's a new tradition that you've brought into the county. I think maybe years ago we did that, but it's been a long time. So thank you so much for that. And I'm sure that the Cub Pack really enjoys the mentoring that they get from you all, too.
They seem to enjoy it, and as did the parents.
And the recognition. Yeah, definitely. Who can respectively join the American Legion?
Anyone who's actually served in wartime.
Okay.
Any one day at least. The various wars all the way from 1812, actually all the way up to now. But anyway, they have to actually serve one day during that time. If there's any questions, of course, they can call Richard or I.
Okay.
And we can give them the exact dates. There's a fairly long list of dates associated with each individual war.
Mm-hmm.
But anyone is eligible. Anyone that has a relative that was in the military, lady or man, actually, or boy, girl, whatever, can also join the auxiliary.
Okay.
So you don't have to be actually a military veteran to join the auxiliary.
And you've mentioned the auxiliary. Where do your meetings actually take place, and when are they? And then, of course, too, the auxiliary meetings.
Okay,
when are
they? Auxiliary and the Legion meets the second Thursday of each month at the Clay Chamber, 6:30. All military and prospective members are invited to come to our meetings.
Okay.
Even if they can't join, they can come sit in and see what we're doing.
Right.
Well, I've made an offer over the time that I've been involved in the Legion, and I basically have told any prospective candidate, come to the meeting. There's no obligation. Sit in on it. Try to go through two or three meetings to see what we're all about and what we're trying to do. And if you want to join us, welcome. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, that's okay. There's no hard feelings and no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But what we need to do is we're proud of who we are and what we do. And we want to do really more in the community. And to do that, we really do need to gain some more members
right.
to be able to be more viable.
Right. And, you know, I think sometimes I've heard them say, well, I didn't serve in a war or something.
That's not an issue.
No. It's not an issue. And if you just were a member of the military.
The dates within that time is what qualifies.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Essentially,
they probably need to contact us.
That would be the best. But essentially, is if you served on active duty in the U.S. military, a minimum of one day
mm-hmm.
on those particular periods, then you're eligible. The same thing goes with National Guard and Reserve units.
Mm-hmm.
The same
mm-hmm.
thing. But if there's any question, feel free to call either Howard or myself.
Okay, and fellas, I've talked to some, you may be listening out there, and you voiced an interest, and there's definitely an interest there to join or to see what it's all about. It's an open invitation. You know,
yes.
It's just been
Absolutely.
Given, and please go and take that step. You're talking about it and thinking about it. You obviously are interested, so take that step and come to the next meeting. And the next meeting, actually, when will the next meeting
second
be?
The
second Thursday of every month.
Yes, correct.
And that is at the Chamber
Chamberly
of Commerce building.
Chamber, 424 Brown Street.
424 Brown Street, and there at
6:30
p.m. in the evening. You know, I know that y'all, I think I remember that y'all were instrumental in helping to get a veteran service officer here in the county. Are we still good with that? I know with the shutdown, of course, it's apparently ended last night, so it's probably redundant for me to even bring it up, but.
We're still going forward with the county service officer.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we partnered with Post 129 out of Gainesboro.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson County did not have a county veteran service officer either. We got together. There was a number of us in the Legion that petitioned city and county governments in both Jackson County and Clay County, and we got an approval. We got funding for an individual who actually shares the time. There's 2 days out of the week that he's in Clay County and 2 days out of the week that he's over in Jackson. He's here in the UCHRA building on Mondays and Tuesdays, and over in Jackson County on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
From 8 to 4:30.
8 to 4:30. I'm fully aware that there are so many people that still have not registered, so many veterans that have still not registered with the veterans office, and it's so important to do that. There are so many services that they're not aware of.
A lot of people don't realize, too, that even the families of the veterans are eligible
spouses.
For many benefits, especially if a woman has lost her husband,
mm-hmm.
is dead, and she feels that she doesn't have any more benefits. Well, if he was a veteran, there's a good chance she does.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing goes for dependent children. They need to access those things.
Mm-hmm.
It would pay them all to at least visit, even though they have no immediate need from him. They can also give him some pointers, some help.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also lots of available assistance and programs that most people don't realize.
True.
They can drop by and talk to him. He'd be glad to at least talk to him.
Yeah, and you just need like a little identification, your DD-214. I know that's always a very important paper to bring
right.
with you.
In order to file for the benefits, but that's not even necessary to go by and talk to him.
Right.
Talk to
right.
him, he can tell you the information
what
he needs
need
and what he suggests. But Mr. Bob Cole is very informative on what's going on.
Okay.
And he does a fine job, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen, we've covered a lot already. It's time to take a break, and we'll be back with more information.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce 2 new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
Prescription drug abuse is on the rise with our youth, and the consequences can be deadly. What's in your medicine cabinet? Learn how to keep your kids safe. Call Narconon and find out how to prevent prescription drug abuse in your family. Call Narconon, 877-413-3073. That's 877-413-3073. Or drugsknow.com.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. If you're just tuning in with us, I'm with Richard Accurso and Howard Hilton, and we've been discussing the formation and activities of the American Legion Post 18 here in Clay County. And I would like to ask, I know that you've got some special programs that you're involved in. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yes, the Boy State is one that we push mm-hmm. very much. The oratorical contest also, Girl State, the baseball group, even the national shooting sports. NEF, which is the National Emergency Fund, I'd like to talk a little bit about it.
Huh.
It used to be called the American Legion Disaster Relief.
Uh-huh.
This actually started in 1919. And what it was for is for servicemen is in a natural disaster of some kind. And up until date, they've given approximately $7 million plus on this disaster relief itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's called NEF now, National Emergency Fund.
Hmm.
And this is through our national out of Indianapolis. Anyone that's interested or anyone that requires this,
mm-hmm.
a service member or their dependents can ask for this, and they have to ask to be eligible to receive this.
Or you can be on active duty as a service person.
Okay.
It has been enlarged. Article 20, which has just recently passed, has mm-hmm. allowed active duty servicemen under dependents to even apply for this.
Okay.
It has been going on, as I said, since 1919. And some of the natural disasters we've had, like the hurricanes and the tornadoes and all that, several thousands of dollars that we've given to those groups that require the need.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something they have to ask for personally.
Okay.
They can't come to Richard or I and say, we need this. They can ask us a start or mm-hmm. a phone number even, mm-hmm. but they need to reply in person.
Okay.
And the other one I'd like to talk about is the Flower of Remembrance, which is the poppy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a poppy distribution each year. This actually started at the same time, 1919, in Flanders, in France, because this is the flower of choice that decorated the cemeteries there. So in 1920, this was accepted as the gold flower for the American Legion.
Hmm.
And again, this has went on since World War One, but the distribution of the poppies became a national program in 1924. To this day, the poppy is recognized and worn by Americans as a symbol of sacrifice, which is made by their people that died serving in the military for this country.
Mm.
So that's the symbol of the poppy.
Yeah, and
it's not sold. It's given freely. It's
uh-huh.
a donation that want to, but it's not even necessary.
Wonderful.
And 100% of the poppy money that's taken in mm-hmm. is used for a veteran or their member's family.
Okay.
No money taken out of that fund except for that reason.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Now, these poppies that we receive are actually made by a disabled veteran.
Okay.
Every box you get will have the person's name and the
uh-huh.
date on it. And what we do is, after the poppy distribution, where we have collected money, a portion of that money goes back to the groups that are making these. So they're being actually funded at the same time,
right.
too.
Right. And again, they serve.
Right. And I have to admit, I gotta go on record, this is actually an auxiliary program.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
we partner with our auxiliary Unit 18. And we do this because of the safety involved as far as a four-way stop.
Right.
And as many people as we can get out there to kind of look over each other and protect each other as we do the four-way stop, it works out a whole lot better.
And when is that traditionally? When do you do this?
That's usually going to be Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so we need to be prepared for that.
Right. Another program also, as we were talking to John about, is the Yellow Ribbon. That's also an American Legion function, actually. And again, that's in remembrance of the people, men and women who served in the military, lost their lives, and the cost they gave us for this great country.
And what, is there a recognition day specific for that, or a month, or a time?
Just an
so
event.
It's just having a ribbon.
Any event.
Okay.
John was talking about having it also for returning veterans that were having coming as of yesterday, actually.
Yes, yes, that's for sure. I think in Tompkinsville they're having some group coming back just today, maybe, or yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, okay. So that's special. You mentioned Boys Day, too. When, at what time are our high school boys and girls eligible to apply to Boys Day?
The high school guidance counselor will already have received the mailing from state. But the times that we're looking at for the Boys State for the submission of the forms is usually just prior to the exit of high school. And school gets out around, when is it, June or early,
late
April?
May or early June, yeah.
Usually if they have filled out the forms, submitted the forms by early April, that's usually the time frame that they're looking for.
Well, I've talked to some boys that have gone to this event, and girls too, and it, without a doubt, it looks good on your resume too. You know, it just shows that you're full of you're a full character person. You've got all those bases covered, and they learn so much. And I've talked to some that have even returned as counselors. Some local boys that have actually returned as counselors while they're in college.
It's definitely a plus on the resume. Like you say, the universities look at this when they make a submission, and it really carries a lot of weight. And I think it really grows the individual, too. They become a lot more responsible and understand more of being an adult. It's kind of a walk through a threshold to get to the next chapter of their life.
Well, you mentioned, too, a while ago, the proper raising of the flag at the Salina K-8. As a regular American citizen, if I have an American flag that needs to be replaced, if I've got one that's torn or tattered or just worn, what is the proper step that I can take? We all don't know what to do often with those flags.
You could call one of us. We'll gladly replace the flag with a new flag. Your expense, of course, is our cost. The old worn flag, we will have a ceremony probably in November. The proper procedure is to burn the flag. And we also are inviting the K-8 Cub Scouts as well as Tigers to part of this process.
Well,
and they're really interested in it. But anyone that replace a flag, whether they buy it or must die, we don't care. If they want us to dispose of it properly, we'd be glad to do that.
Wonderful, wonderful.
We have not set a date, but we will set a date.
Okay, sometime in November we can look for that.
Yes, we plan on putting that in the paper.
Okay, good deal. Will it maybe take place up here on the square or out at the K-8?
We'd like to do it.
Some spot?
Well, we probably will have one at K through 8, at least for the one that they submitted. And then we'll probably have another one at the square for the majority of them, like we did last year.
Okay. Hey, that would be nice for people to be aware of and be able to attend that.
We have a lot of people that are aware that we also have the flags for sale. So we have quite a few collected now that we will have a rather large ceremony probably this time. But anyone that wants to dispose of a flag, as I said, whether they buy from us or not, we will do it properly.
And I certainly appreciate that. I was able to purchase one from you, and you took care of one that I had that was in bad shape, too, and
I
really appreciate
that. You got a good quality flag, didn't you?
I absolutely did, and it's still flying good. Well.
And it's American-made.
It sure is. It feels good, and it looks good.
We do not buy anything. It's not USA-made.
Wonderful. I love to hear that. Well, can we shift focus a little bit and talk about the crosses? You know, everybody talks about the crosses, and just by mentioning crosses, will you tell the listening audience what I'm even talking about, that those crosses that honor our military?
Well, I think most everybody in the county knows, but I'll kind of reiterate, is basically the object of this whole thing is remembrance of a Clay County veteran that has died, who's passed on, and this is our way of remembering his service. And essentially, the requirements to obtain a cross is your service time in one of the branches and the fact that you are a Clay County citizen, buried in Clay County. There may be a situation where you died in battle and you're buried in a foreign country. Same thing goes. Those are eligible, too. But currently, we've got, I think, 1,001 names, and we've probably, over the last couple of weeks, I see a few obituaries where we've probably added about another five. So we're continually adding to that list. So right now, we've got 501 crosses. I'm sure by the next time you see them on display, they'll probably be about 510.
Yeah, that's just amazing. And it's a magnificent, very emotional sight to see those crosses every time you put those out.
When we initiated the program, we didn't have a lot of money. We still don't have a lot of money. We have reached into our own pockets for the materials, and it's all our own labor to put these things together. So,
and they're well put together, too.
Thank you.
I have to say that. They're beautiful. How long have we been doing this now? Are we on the third
year? Probably the third year.
Third or fourth year? Okay, that's wonderful.
In addition to that, golf course might say that we're looking at putting them out next year, a week before Memorial Day.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, guys, we're just flying. Time is getting away from us. I think it's time for another station break, another sponsor, word from our sponsors, and then we'll come back and talk a little more about the crosses and some other things.
Cumberland River Hospital in Salina is pleased to announce that Dr. Jeff Moore, general and vascular surgeon from Cookeville Regional Medical Center, will be scheduling office visits in Salina every Tuesday, keeping your care closer to home. Receiving his medical degree from the University of Tennessee College of Medicine, Dr. Moore will be seeing patients in his office at Cumberland River Hospital each week and specializes in a number of surgical procedures. For appointments, call his Cookeville office at 931-528-1992. That's 931-528-1992. Cumberland River Hospital and Cookeville Regional Medical Center. When proven providers come together, everybody wins.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. A date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey with Richard Accurso and Howard Hilton. We've been talking about the American Legion Post 18 and the crosses, and I think we're going to hit just a couple more little subjects about the crosses. When and where are they usually placed, and when will we get to see the crosses next?
We are going to place all the crosses at the old courthouse square where we're located at right now.
Okay.
And we're going to put them out, and it will probably be out for a duration of a week, but right at Memorial Day next year.
Okay, so that'll be our next
yes,
event.
Yes, that'll be in conjunction with all the other festivities at that time.
Mm-hmm. I know people come from everywhere to see them, Steve, always saying, when will they be up? And people will drive from out of state to just to get to see those. So we need to get that in the paper and let everybody know, too.
We'll do that.
Howard, Richard, I'm going to ask you to grab another hat.
Okay.
And let's talk a little about 3-Star and the retirement committee and some efforts that you have going on there.
Very good. The 3-Star Retiree Committee has a senior discount program, which I'd like to talk about in just a second. We had our second drawing this morning, Macon County Bank. They give a uncirculated coin set, and the person that wins this is Miss Suzanne Russell from Hillham, Tennessee.
Awesome. Well, congratulations,
I think she'll be
Sue.
Proud.
Yeah, she will. Sue's very involved with Three Star also, actually, and I know she's had her card for a while, and she helps with the Friends of the Library and writing the Moonshine Days book, so congratulations,
Sue. Good to see a volunteer get something.
Absolutely.
This prize she will pick up at Macon County Bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's our sponsor for this one.
Okay.
And that's where they should pick it up anytime she wants to, today or any few days. So.
All righty. Wonderful.
Congratulations, Suzanne Russell.
Congratulations. And is there anything else going on with the retirement committee that we need to
Yes, we have. We have a program that we're working with the suppliers, the vendors, the merchants, anyone that wants to support our group on this senior discount program, which is 60 years old plus Clay County resident. And I'll turn it over to Richard, and he can give you some of the information on the eligibility and even on the participants we have at the present.
Okay.
As Howard said, you've got to be 60 years plus living in Clay County. You have to sign your discount card and present it to the participating merchant upon checkout. Usually the merchants will honor the discount to the holder of the card only, and the merchant will also display a participating discount card, usually in their premises, usually in the front door. But you have to get the card. You can get this at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, the Senior Center, the Methodist Church. A number of places are opening up the avenue. I think we've got about 247 card owners to date at this time. And the participating businesses, let me just read through this. There's quite a few of them. There's Saline Lumber, Clay County Farm Supply, AC Rental, Radio Shack, Gone Country Restaurant, Los Primos Mexican Restaurant, Doris's Diner, Ollie's Restaurant, Clay County Express Pharmacy, Scott's Best Way, Clay County Florist, Bertha's Quick Shop, Restaurant in Hermitage Springs, Brenda's Country Cooking in Oak Grove, Thompson's Jewelry, Napa Auto Parts, Dale Hollow Barbecue, Joey's Flowers and Gifts, Way of Salina, Spears Stop Shop, and Marilyn Boone has a dress shop that she's just participating. Not sure exactly what every one of these sponsors will give you as far as the discount. Go in and ask, and you'll find out.
Wonderful. We've got a big group of sponsors, and we're looking for more.
Let me also mention at this time, too, Susan, the supporting merchants. We've got the Ashlock Strong Insurance Company, the Bank of Salina, Salina State Farm Insurance, Professional Printing Center, and also Macon Bank and Trust.
All righty. Well, guys, I want you to, I hope you'll come back actually next week. We have run out of time. We've just got so much to talk about, and I hate it. We had so many other things that we wanted to cover, and I'm going to ask you back either next week or the next week, please, and let's finish on, there's so many things we need to talk about, the aquariums in the school. Please keep listening because that's so important. And
aquarium in the school program.
Yeah, the aquariums in the school program is fantastic. It's growing. It's growing significantly. And we've just got so many other things to talk about. We were going to mention the Delhalla Fisheries and the Friends of the Delhalla program and how involved they are with helping to keep our fish hatchery open and going. We really need to talk about that. So, guys, please come back next week or the next week. And in the meantime, I want to thank all of our guests today for a good show. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner, wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. Tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock and later on Delhalla Horizons webpage. And I'm signing off from the Clay County Corner. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.